All right, get ready, because we're diving deep into something really game-changing today. ChatGPT's advanced voice mode.
Definitely big stuff.
I mean, we're talking AI that not only gets what you're saying, but can actually pick up on the emotions behind your words.
It is pretty mind-blowing when you think about
It
it.
is, it really is.
We're moving beyond typing into a screen
Yeah.
and going into this world where you can just have a natural back and forth
Yeah.
with AI,
Like a conversation.
like a conversation with
Yeah.
empathy and understanding.
Okay, so I've messed around with voice assistants and stuff before,
Sure.
but what makes this so different?
So older voice assistants were mostly about recognizing specific words
Right.
and commands.
Yeah.
ChatGPT's advanced voice mode, this is a whole other ball game.
Okay.
It's not just about what you say, but how you say it.
Interesting.
Subtle cues like your tone, pauses, even inflections, it's all analyzed to figure out what emotions you're conveying.
So it's picking up on what's not being said, those unspoken things that we use when we talk to each other.
Exactly. And that's why these interactions feel so much more human, more engaging,
Got it.
almost like you're talking to a person, but with the massive knowledge and processing power of AI backing it up.
And the article we read had this really cool example. Imagine you say to the AI, I'm feeling kind of overwhelmed with all this work.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And instead of just giving you like a list of time management tips, it says, I hear you. Sounds like you've got a lot on your plate. Want to brainstorm some ways to prioritize?
Yeah, I like that.
It's really amazing.
That's the kind of empathetic response that really makes this technology stand out,
Yeah.
and this level of emotional intelligence. That's huge for the future of how we interact with AI.
So let's talk about what that actually looks like in real life.
Sir.
The article mentioned uses in so many different areas, from customer service to healthcare and education.
Lots of potential.
Where do you see the biggest impact happening first?
I think every single one of those areas is going to be seriously affected, but let's start with customer service.
Okay.
We've all been there, right? You call a company
Oh, yeah.
and you're stuck in this maze of automated menus.
That's it.
Imagine instead you're connected with an AI that right away gets your frustration, calmly asks you questions to understand better,
Yeah.
and then gives you personalized
Oh,
solutions.
that would be a dream. No more repeating your issue a million times to different people. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. An AI-powered customer service like that could
Yeah.
totally improve customer satisfaction, maybe even save businesses some money.
Makes sense. A win-win for everyone.
Totally.
And what about healthcare?
Yeah.
I can see this being so helpful for telemedicine,
Absolutely.
especially for people in rural areas where it's hard to see specialists.
I mean, picture this, an AI that can do initial assessments,
Oh, wow.
get info about your symptoms, even give some basic medical advice while you're waiting for a doctor to be free.
So it could even like sort patients, making sure the most urgent cases are seen first.
Prioritize.
That's pretty amazing.
And let's not forget about education.
Yeah.
What if you had an AI tutor that adjusts to your learning style, figures out your strengths and weaknesses,
Okay.
and creates custom lessons to help you understand things better?
Like having a personal coach right there in your pocket.
Exactly.
That would be amazing. It could completely change how we learn.
Making it more engaging, more accessible for everyone.
And businesses could use it for training too, right?
Definitely. Imagine interactive voice modules where employees can ask questions and get instant answers.
Yeah.
They can clarify things right away, practice new skills in this dynamic, simulated environment.
Way better than reading a boring old manual.
Way more engaging. And honestly, we're just getting started here.
Wow.
The possibilities really are endless, especially as this technology keeps developing.
It is exciting stuff. But I also imagine there are some challenges that come with such a powerful technology. Ethical concerns, things like
Oh,
that.
absolutely. You're right on the money. The potential benefits are huge.
Yeah.
But it's super important to use this responsibly.
Right.
Address any potential downsides.
For sure. So where do we go from here? What does the future hold for this emotionally intelligent AI?
Well, that's where things get really interesting. We've talked about the potential of ChatGPT's advanced voice mode to change customer service, healthcare, and education.
Right, definitely.
But let's zoom out a bit, look at the bigger picture.
Okay.
How do you think this will shape our interactions with technology in general?
That's a good question.
I think this could make technology much more inclusive and accessible for everyone. Imagine people with disabilities who have trouble with typical text-based interfaces.
Right.
Voice interaction could open up a whole new world for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It would break down those barriers and let them engage with technology in a more natural way.
Exactly. And it's not just about accessibility.
Okay.
We could see AI that can personalize our digital experiences based on our preferences and needs.
So it's not just a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. The AI learns your communication style, what you're interested in, even remembers past conversations.
Precisely. Imagine an AI assistant that knows your favorite music, gets your sense of humor.
Wow.
And can even predict what you need before you ask.
That would be incredible. Almost like having an AI companion who really gets you.
Exactly. Right. And think about what happens when you combine this emotionally intelligent AI with other technologies like VR.
Oh, yeah.
Virtual meetings where the AI not only runs the conversation, but also understands the emotional dynamics of the group.
Okay.
Helping resolve conflicts, making collaboration better.
Wow. That would take those virtual meetings to a whole other level.
It really would. And who knows what other incredible innovations are just around the corner.
Yeah.
The future of AI is bursting with potential.
I'm definitely feeling that sense of wonder and excitement about all of this. It feels like we're at the very beginning of a massive shift in how we use technology.
We are. ChatGPT's advanced voice mode is a perfect example of AI going beyond just completing tasks, moving towards real understanding and connection.
It's a real game changer.
Absolutely.
So to wrap it up for our listeners today, we've covered so much in this deep dive, from customer service to AI companions who truly get us.
A lot to unpack.
It seems like the possibilities are just endless.
It really does feel that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And as we go further, who knows what amazing breakthroughs are coming, stuff we can't even imagine yet.
It's almost like we're entering this new era
where
technology blends with our lives and our emotions, like something out of science fiction.
It's true. We're leaving behind those cold, impersonal machines and moving into a time where tech can understand and respond to us on a deeply human level.
It's exciting, but a little bit scary too, right?
I agree. We need to be optimistic about this new era, but also cautious. Yeah. Embrace the potential of this emotionally intelligent AI, for sure, but also keep in mind the ethical side of things.
Right. The potential risks. So, to wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought.
Okay.
We've explored this incredibly powerful ChatGPT's advanced voice mode. This tech is blurring the lines between how humans and machines communicate.
It's true.
We talked about how it could completely change industries, make our personal lives better, even change how we connect with each other.
Definitely big stuff.
But at the end of the day, the future of this tech is up to us.
It is.
We need to make sure this emotionally intelligent AI is used for good, to create a world where technology helps us live better lives.
Absolutely. A world where tech empowers us, connects us. That's the goal.
Well said. And remember, this is really just the beginning. We're just starting to explore this world of emotionally intelligent AI, and we're all on this journey together. Stay curious, stay informed, and stay involved. The future is out there waiting for us to shape it.